Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And today we have a special guest with us to talk about saving face. Her name is Erica with the Les Represent podcast. Erica, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello! I am super excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you.
Woohoo! Super, super excited. I think this is the first time I've been on somebody else's podcast. It's fantastic.
So tell us a bit about your podcast and what you do.
Yes, I run a podcast that's essentially just a catalog of queer stories from people in the community, just like stories, experiences, just because I was raised in a very quiet, isolated area of East Texas, and I literally did not know a single gay person in real life until I went to college, and it was a very isolating experience, and the more I've gotten into this community, the more I've talked to other people, I realized that we have a lot in common, regardless of area, regardless of age, regardless of sexual orientation. We actually share a lot, and it filled me up so much that I've just been like, I want to share this with people. So that's essentially what my podcast is. I just bring someone on, and I'm like, tell me about you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're really excited to have you here. We were on your podcast, so make sure to go over and download that episode of Les Represent. And we're excited to have you here to talk about queer stories that are a little bit different because they're movies, not personal stories, but stories nonetheless.
In my opinion, this is probably the best movie of its time.
I completely agree.
Saying a lot.
Yeah, it really is. So we're talking about Saving Face, which was made in 2004, and it was directed by Alice Wu, who herself is a lesbian woman of Chinese descent.
Yes.
Which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. She wrote the screenplay, she got it made, and it is a really great movie, in my opinion.
It is very, very cute.
Yeah.
And well done. It's very multifaceted. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of dimensions to this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. And you can really tell the authenticity that's in it. And it's amazing what happens when you have someone other than a white dude making your movie.
Yep. It really is amazing.
It's also starring Michelle Krusek. I'm not sure if that's how you say her name. As Will. And Lin Chen as Vivian.
Yeah, and Joan Chen as Will's mom.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's really famous in China. She's also famous here, but I think she's a really famous actress.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Her name sounded really familiar, but I didn't look it up, and I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't.
Honestly,
I didn't either, but I feel like she's very pretty.
Let me say that.
Everyone in this cast is very pretty. I was like, whoa, the entire movie.
True, they're all really attractive.
She was exceptionally, she was exceptionally pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I actually went on and looked up her age, and she was really close to the age she was supposed to be, and I was like, what?
Because that was one thing where I was like, is she really Will's mom? She looks so young.
Yeah, she was apparently 43 when she made the movie.
Wow.
Like, let's not just sit here and talk about how hot they were.
We should probably get into more in-depth things.
Yeah, so I guess this movie is about Wilhelmina.
Will for short.
Will for short. Oh boy, that would be quite a name to spell in kindergarten.
Yeah.
and I would say basically her life as a queer woman of color.
Yeah, she's a surgeon, talented young surgeon at a hospital, and she's basically married to her job. She's really good at it, and she likes it. And then her mom, who lives with her grandparents, was she widowed? Or did she? She must have been widowed,
I think so.
Her mom gets pregnant, which is really an interesting storyline.
Yeah, to the shock of the community.
Yeah.
And really, everyone.
And she gets kicked out of her parents' house, so she moves in with Will, her daughter. And then there's Vivian, who is Will's boss's daughter.
Super awkward.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And she's a dancer with the New York City Ballet.
I believe so, yeah.
And she's basically been harboring a crush on Will since they were kids.
Yeah, how cute.
Yeah.
I actually wrote that down. The few notes that I wrote down, one of them was, she remembered everything she wore from 19 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Everything she was wearing. And I was like, hold on, honey.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Will doesn't remember her at all.
No, it's super funny. And I feel like this is really, like, that's them in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Will is kind of, like, not flighty, but, like, she doesn't really, like, pay attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, except in surgery, hopefully.
Yes, let's hope. But I think when it comes to, like, feelings, she mm-hmm. doesn't really, you know, I think she spent so much time really focusing on her career and, like, making sure that she is an exceptional surgeon that maybe her emotional intelligence isn't,
yeah,
you know, to the level of other people's. And Vivian has crazy high emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. It was also another thing I kept writing down, which was Vivian deserves better. Because
yeah,
as someone who's literally been on both sides of that relationship, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I probably wanted to punch Will in the face at least twice in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also love her because you get it, you know?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I really do get it. I think she's really hilarious. Like, she was literally the driving force of this whole movie.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
Especially that scene at the dinner table when mm-hmm. they're having basically family dinner and she's feeling so awkward. She's just shoveling food into
yeah.
her mouth.
There's a lot of funny food stuff yeah. in this movie.
There's a lot of the notes I made for this, I think the first line was gay panic at first sight, which was very, very obvious. Like, oh, I felt that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second note I have is gay panic again in all capital.
And it's so true. Yeah, and it's around food again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they start, like, Vivian is, like, she comes on strong.
Mm-hmm,
she just, like, flirts with Will, like, right at the old school vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, take some balls.
Yeah. Some ovaries.
Yeah, some ovaries. For my broveries.
Like, she's very out in this whole movie. Like,
yeah, which is so great.
It's really fantastic, but also being the person who was not completely out at the time, yeah. I also see Will's point of the story, which is trying to be with this person who is very out, mm-hmm. and to not be out is, it's very hard to keep that kind of relationship. Like, it's, oi, I felt bad watching it because I was like, oh, no!
Yeah. I know, it's true. And I think we've all been there where, like, we're not out or we're a little bit out, but we're not all the way out to everyone. And it's a really tricky line to watch and to walk. And there's a lot of reasons for being out to some people or not mm-hmm. other people or whatever that are totally valid. But it does make it really hard when you have someone who is very out and someone who is not very out in a relationship, because it does end up being that they have to hide
yeah.
quite a bit. And that is okay for a little while, but it upsets Vivian increasingly, yeah. which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she even says, like, I love being holed up with you, but
yeah.
we, like, never leave the apartment.
Yeah.
And I totally can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Though, as much as I love this movie, I feel like this is, like, a big trope of the time.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you have this one person who is, like, totally out, very out and proud, and another one who's not.
Yeah.
I mean, Will is out. She's out to, like,
she's out to her coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her, one of her friends that she, I believe his name is Jay.
He was pretty great, the neighbor.
Yeah. Jay and, oh yeah, he's a coworker, right? He works at the hospital.
No.
Oh no, he's not.
The neighbor, the neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty great. He's like the voice of reason.
Yeah. And then there's another guy at her, like, dances, the, like, weekly dances that she has to go to.
Yeah.
And he's always like, all right. He even says to her, like, you have a huge crush on her, don't you?
Yeah.
And he's kind of, like, egging her on.
Yeah.
So she's like, out, but it's a little, yeah.
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 She's not out to her mom.
No.
And she does worry about her family's view of what the, or, like, how they would react to her and sexuality.
Yeah, and especially since something like her own mother getting pregnant out of wedlock, even though she is a widowed woman, and she's, like, you know, in her 40s, like, that's a scandal. So you can only imagine, like, how much fear Will must be feeling.
Yeah. But I think one of the really surprisingly great aspects of this movie is the relationship between Will and her mom and how that develops. Because they do get a lot closer and they like understand each other on a deeper level. And in the end, Will's mom is really totally fine with Will being a lesbian. It seems like in the very end,
yeah.
Yeah, she wants her to get together with Vivian.
Yes, she does.
Which I found extremely refreshing.
That was very nice. I also really liked how in this movie, the gay story was not the only story. They were telling two stories at the same time, and it was really nice. Like, it was both of them pulling away from this really oppressive tradition that they have, and then being happy with themselves, and it was really nice just to have not just one happy ending, but multiple happy endings.
Yeah, I agree. It was really nice. And the other thing that was nice is that even though the story is about them pulling away from the oppressive parts of their tradition, there's a lot of respect for Chinese culture and the Chinese culture that's in New York City specifically.
Yeah, they do embrace a lot of
it. Yeah, and I really like how a lot of this movie is in Mandarin.
Yes.
And they don't just make it all in English for a white audience, which I think is great.
I also like how, even though, Imagine Me and You came out, like, around the same time, right?
Girl, yeah. I was just about to make an Imagine Me and You connection.
I was thinking about it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Go for it.
I enjoy how, even though they had a rated R warning, like, Imagining Me and You, they used it. Like, they dropped the F-bomb multiple times.
Yeah.
There were kids that were in this movie. Like, yeah. There was an actual love scene. They're like, this is going to be rated R anyway, so let's just go for it. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right. Make use of it.
Yeah.
Don't just use it for swearing.
Right. should we talk about that sex scene? Or, like, that scene where... Maybe first we should talk about the falling scene.
Oh,
that was my favorite. It was the cutest thing in the world.
We just had a collective, like, aww moment.
It was adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sarah, what did you think of it? What did you like about it the most?
Okay. I liked... They both were so endearing in that scene. So Will goes over to Vivian's apartment. And they're kind of just getting to know each other. And Vivian tells her that she volunteers with City Arts Outreach or something with kids, teaching them dance stuff. But she teaches them, one of the things she teaches them is to be able to fall without hurting themselves and to trust that they're not going to hurt themselves when they fall. And so she, like, tries to teach Will to do it. But Will is, like, really, she's nervous. She's like kind
rigid.
Of, like, yeah, she's very rigid. And it's like three times Vivian says, okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, fall. And she just stands there with her eyes closed, just like so rigid. And it's really funny. And then she says, I can't do it. And Vivian kind of leans in to kiss her. And then all of a sudden she falls down. It's so cute and funny. Yeah.
She's, like, the embodiment of gay panic. Like, that entire scene. Uh-huh. I was like, is this her first time? Like, the entire scene. And it's clearly not, like...
No.
They state that she's been with other women before,
right.
but
yeah.
It,
yeah.
It was adorable.
It was. It's as
awkward as if it's the first. I mean, it is. Like, every time you're with someone.
Yeah, someone new.
Like, it feels like you're fucking 14 all over again.
Yeah.
I also like that it was, like, a kind of parallel to the movie and, like, the storyline in general of them and, like, how, like, Will won't let go.
Yeah.
She won't let go, and it's so easy for Viv, and until Will is, like, really forced to and, like, pushed out of her comfort zone, does she even go into it. And then once she does it once, she's fine.
Yeah.
She keeps, like, doing it. The part that I love is she keeps doing it again and again.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm going to keep practicing. I'm going to keep practicing.
Yeah. Every time you try and kiss me, I'm just going to fall down.
Oh, my God.
But then they do, like, kind of cuddle on the floor, mm-hmm. and there is, like, a really sweet moment.
Yeah.
Where they're... Yeah.
Yeah.
I also thought it was really funny that... I think it's after the falling scene that they talk about, like, Viv talks about, or tells Will how they first met as kids,
mm-hmm.
and she says that Will is wearing a Chrissy McNichol t-shirt and a Pageboy hat, which is, like, the gayest thing you could probably wear as
Will
a kid.
Will definitely dresses in a really gay way. It's very cute.
Yeah, Chrissy McNichol is, like, a huge gay icon, so... That's a thing that happened. So baby Will is...
I just like how Will's always been a tomboy.
Yeah.
Like, she's always been a tomboy. And it's hilarious, and I love how it just, like, you know, her grandmother just, like, defends her and this whole thing. And I really like how her grandmother was an ally for her, even though it doesn't state that she knew that she was gay, but she was, like, always defending her. Mm-hmm. Whenever her mother was like, why don't you dress more feminine? She's like, nah.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny. Yeah, she's like, she thought her clothes were very practical, and she's like, I wore those in the revolution. You can do anything in those pants.
Yeah.
Which is also weird.
I loved the grandmother, and it really seemed like the women in the family, the three generations of women, they really supported each other and were there for each other in a lot of ways, which I found really heartening. And really nice to see. Because even though Will's mom got kicked out by her parents, it really came from her dad. The grandmother, like, kept checking in, you know? She really wanted to know how she was doing. And at one point she asked Will, how is your mom? And Will says, oh, she's doing great. And the grandmother says, come on, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And Will's like, okay, she's depressed. She's cooped up, she's ostracized, and I'm worried about her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just, like...
I think it's interesting, and it speaks a lot to, like, you know, the sort of, probably, like, the gender dynamic in that community. In terms of that the grandmother, like, knows what it's like for women in that culture... And, like, what happens if you have, you know, an unplanned pregnancy in such a conservative culture?
Mm-hmm.
And she's very sympathetic to that, even though we don't know anything about her past. But we know that she loves her daughter and that she very much cares for her. But she also does take a step back and really lets her husband, like, throw her daughter out. She doesn't really say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just lets it happen.
Yeah.
I think that's part of their culture for the man to literally be the patriarchy, but I don't know enough about it. This is the one part I was sad because I was like watching all this happen. I'm just like, is this how it's like? I don't know.
But it felt
very authentic.
I agree. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it's not just Chinese culture that's like that. It's like, it's like the generation, I think, globally, it's kind of men are in charge as we can see.
And it's kind of like the grandma's being kind of like covert.
Yeah.
She's more like she says, how are you talking to me now? Like, don't worry about it. Like, there's not a man in the room. Like, it's just us. But I don't know. There's like this, you know, weird power dynamic of like being, I don't know, helping in a covert way and not in an overt way. Like,
yeah.
Which one's better, but again, she's a older woman, so there's a generational thing there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the mom's boyfriends at one point, considering that they were like, you have to get shacked up, or
yes,
or you're not gonna, you have to, like, put a ring on it, otherwise you're not allowed back in our society or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Will was into it because she didn't want her mom living with her anymore. She was like, okay, I'm going to marry her off because she can't just stay with me forever.
Yeah.
I think for a little bit there, it was kind of like payback, because constantly whenever Will would go see her mother, it was like, hey, come meet this dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
true.
Over and over again, every time. Like, they go to the dance, and they'd be like, which guy is it that she's trying to hook me up with today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really sad to think that that only started after her mom actually walked in on her with another girl.
Yeah, we learned that later on in the film. So it's just, which makes it even more interesting that Will doesn't really come out, because at some point she tells Jay, like, she already knows, like, we don't need to have this conversation, she already knows, she just chooses to ignore it. And I feel like I've definitely been in that situation. I feel like the only reason why I came out was because my mom already knew and started asking questions of my sister and was like, why is Alicia so close to her friend, who was my first girlfriend at the time. And she had, like, you know, basically called me gay when I was 13. So it's, like, those things where it's, like, but you still have to kind of do it. And so, sometimes in order for people to really understand, like, no, you don't get to run my life.
Yeah. There's a really, this is a tangent, but I don't know if either of you listened to the Nancy podcast.
No.
But it's a really great one. Also queer stories, and one of the hosts, Kathy Tu, she, her mother is also from China, and she did an entire couple episodes, I think, where, or she keeps returning to it, where it's the same kind of thing where her mom won't, she just chooses to ignore it, but they kind of have this ongoing discussion about it, and it's really interesting because she records it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend that, but anyway, that's a side note.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's really intense, but, like, I wish I could do something like that with my mom as well.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's something that I don't really discuss it.
Yeah.
I just live my life, and I'm unapologetic about it, and if my mom wants to chime in on my life, then cool. So
I feel so lucky with my mom.
I mean, my mom, it's not, like, a problem.
Yeah.
But she's not, like, 100% down with it either. Mm. Like, you could just tell.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Sorry, what?
Oh, I just said I feel you there.
Oh,
yeah.
So, where were we in this movie?
the dating montage.
Oh, yes, the dating montage.
Which is really funny. Like,
it was quite entertaining.
All the boyfriends that the mom has, or the guys that she goes on dates with, not boyfriends.
Yeah.
And
how Will is kind of like, she's playing the role of the parent, like, sitting them down while the mom's getting ready and being like, so, basically, what are your intentions with my mother? And not in so many words, but it's kind of the stereotypical scene that it's, but it's, like, flipped on its head because of who it is.
Yeah, and I love the scene where they're in the bathroom and the mom's like, should I tell him that I'm pregnant? And she Will's like, wait until the second date.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You would think they would find out since their culture's so freaking close. Like, that's how they found out she was pregnant in the first place, with somebody who knew a person who knew a person whose grandson worked in the clinic was like, hey.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and I think that, like, think that's so true, because, like, of course I'm sure all the men going out with her know that she's pregnant, and know that she needs to, well, quote unquote, needs to get married, you know, for cultural reasons, in order for this pregnancy to be a, I don't know,
accepted.
Acceptable? I don't know.
I guess I thought it was just the one guy who, honestly, if I had to be real, I only know two people's names in this movie. It was Will, Vivian, and Hot Mom, and that's kind of what got me through this whole movie is she's like, I'm too old for this. And I'm just like, do you realize how pretty you are?
Yeah, even Will says that. She's looking at her in the bathroom. She's like, Mom, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Like why is she so upset about this?
Like,
I could point out dozens and dozens and dozens of lesbians who would just be like, I'm for this.
Yeah.
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It frustrated me every time. She's like, I'm too old for this. I'm just like, honey! No!
Yeah. Aw, too bad that they didn't have Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor around in those days to show a beautiful May-December romance.
Beautiful.
When it can really work.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They're my favorite. Let's not get started on them.
Yeah,
let's
talk about
them. The first man that really wants to date Will's mom is, like, when we see him at the dances.
Yeah.
And, oh, he's just so cute. And, you know, she ends up saying she'll marry him.
Yeah, he is a really sweet guy.
Yeah.
He has good intentions.
I did not like him.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
For the first moment when he's talking about her, and he said she looks so vulnerable, and the way he says it is just not in a way that I would predict to be like, oh, well, let me go protect you. It's like, now's my chance. Like, he's been in love with her for 15 years, and now she's vulnerable. Maybe I was projecting that a little bit.
No, that's
a
good point.
I like who she gets with at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's also like, why do you like someone because they're vulnerable?
Yeah, that is pretty problematic thing to say.
Yeah, to be vulnerable is a good trait, but I don't know. Yeah, I can see that in the way in which he says it.
It sounds predatory.
Yeah, it can sound very predatory. Especially in, like, a group of guys, just like, she looks so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, are you hunting her?
Yeah.
It's like pretty clear that he thinks about himself first, I think. Like, when they're at dinner, he buys all of this stuff that she can't supposedly eat because it's a baby, and he doesn't even think about it until after she won't accept any of it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You make good points.
And I was like, I'm waiting for someone to be like, what a man hater, and I'm like, no, I promise you, because I like the guy she gets with, because he's adorable.
Yeah. Also, you never have to apologize for being a man-hater.
No.
I'm a total man-hater. Obviously, I don't hate all men, but, like...
Most men.
But a lot of them.
Yeah.
I just tend to call them where I see them.
It's not our fault that they're so problematic.
I know.
Clearly. Like, I have no doubt that he would have taken care of her, and it would have been more of a duty thing, and it probably would have been a lot more of, you know, he was actually in love with her, but I have no doubt in my mind that he would treat her more as a prize than as a person.
Yeah,
I
think you're right.
I'm seeing this more and more as you're talking. Because it's like, yeah, he has his own kind of plan of what he wants. He's like, all right, I'm going to get the wife and the kid all in one shot.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. I think we were blinded by his, like, timidity. We
thought
we read that as, like, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think you're right, Erica.
I appreciate that he wasn't aggressive. If he was aggressive, it would have been cake.
Yeah.
But he seems very sweet and mild-mannered, but it was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think if the person... Are we going to give this away on who the actual baby daddy is?
Oh, yeah. We spoil stuff in this podcast.
I loved that twist so much. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then a little awkward.
Definitely awkward in a good way.
I love that.
Yeah, but she did try to hook up her daughter with him at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
That would have been...
Like, is she trying to cover this up, or is she, like, legitimately like, you should be with my daughter? That would have been, like, awkward in the future.
Yeah, that would have been real weird.
Yeah, it's like, is that a weird way of, like, flirting to be like, isn't my daughter so beautiful?
Ugh.
It's like a way of saying that, like, you're beautiful too. Like,
I mean, I could see... If she just wanted him to be around and close to her, but that's a real weird way to do it.
Weird.
That really complicates things.
Yeah, really does.
It's an episode of Marty, like, my mother slept with my husband. Like,
oh, God.
My daughter's beard is my boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I like that.
I do. I like that, too. It's really funny.
If we had titles, that would be our title for the podcast.
My daughter's beard is my boyfriend. Or my beard is my mom's boyfriend or something.
My beard. Yes. Yes. You got to get the eye in there.
Yeah.
Make sure it's really strange. But I really liked him. Like, you didn't get to know him a lot at all. And, like, at first I was like, is he really into Will? Because that was the impression I kept getting. But after knowing that he was actually the one who got the mom pregnant and was having the affair with her, it's pretty obvious that he was literally just tracking down Will to give her these herbs because it was for her.
Right.
Yeah, and under the impression that it was his father doing it the whole time.
Right.
And I don't think his father was involved at all.
No.
I'm sure it was just
his father sure seemed surprised.
Yeah.
He's like, what? That freaking wedding scene. I'm like, why does the wedding always have to be so dramatic? She could have been like, Mom, I have to talk to you in the other room, instead of, let me just tell the entire freaking community that I see every week at this dance that you, who you slept with.
Yeah, that was a little much.
Yeah, so unlike Will to do.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I guess she was desperate because they were literally about to say their vows.
Yeah, that's true.
But I also wonder why she wasn't there. At her own mom's wedding,
her
she
mom's
had to run in.
Her, I don't think her mom invited her. She said she was going to come after,
I missed that part.
After Will came out, officially.
Oh, right.
I think.
I don't know why my mind blanked on that. Anyway.
After the second time. Well, I guess it wouldn't be the second time. It was probably the first time that she just affirmed it. She was like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hide from this anymore. I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I kind of want to talk a bit about that as well. So Viv's mom is, like, totally okay with them.
Yeah. She leaves a really cute voicemail when they're having sex. It's so funny.
And she's like, wanted to see how you are after Will left. Oh, is she still there?
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite. That was my favorite use of the answering machine trope I have ever seen.
Agree.
And it was adorable. And that sex scene, Okay, I want to be real with you guys. I watched this movie with my mother because I didn't know there was a sex scene in it. And it was awkward shit for me. It was the most awkward thing because it was like, then they started having sex. And I was like, oh no, I have to pretend to not be interested in this, even though my mother is very clear that I'm married to a woman. I'm like sitting next to her. And I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And let me... Being a woman who is also, like, in her 40s, she actually really enjoyed the story with the mom, and she found it endlessly hilarious that her mom started getting porn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Endlessly hilarious. But I unfortunately could not reserve many feelings about that scene because I was pretending not to be interested.
It's just like you're just sitting there staring at the TV like, oh, God, I'm going to
stay
up.
To be like, oh, what have I done? Next time I watch a movie with lesbians in it, I'm not going to watch it with her, though. I was like, it's gonna be like, imagine me and you. It's the same year. It was the same, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, it was not.
A little different.
A little different.
So Viv's mom is okay with it. But Will's mom actually, like, she is at the end, but she's not when Will comes out to her.
Mm.
She says, how can you say those two things at the same time? I am not a bad mother, and you are not gay.
Mm.
So it's like, ooh, that's fucking harsh.
Yeah. That's tough to hear.
This is really, really, really harsh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad she comes around to it in the end, mm-hmm. but it is that... You know,
it seems very sudden.
Well, I think it's because of what happens at the wedding. Because when she finally admits, when they all just come out with everything, like, okay, fine, like, this is the man that I have been in a relationship with. We don't want to hide it anymore. I think maybe she understood a little clearer, like, Oh, okay. Like, this is kind of a parallel thing where, like, I was also hiding my relationship because of social stigma. And maybe she just realized how much better it felt to not have to do that, even if it meant breaking some social rules. Maybe that kind of helped her.
Yeah, I also think culture, Matt, like, paired with the fact that she's, the mother's under such, like, an immense pressure from her community and just in general.
Plus, she's like, about to have a baby. Like, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, she's about to have a baby and she doesn't work. Like, yeah. Just something as simple as that. And, like, her daughter's still, I think she's still a resident. So, like, she's not making... I don't even know how it works.
I don't know.
Whatever. But anyway, she'd basically have to rely on her daughter to, like, feed her and her baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, you know, part of her says that for cultural reasons, and she's under so much pressure.
Yeah.
And I guess what is important is that she comes around, and like you said at the wedding, it's like she realizes her priorities and what actually matters in this world.
Yeah.
I think I want to piggyback on that and say that she's trying so hard to be what her society wants her to be.
Yeah.
She's trying so hard to be the perfect daughter for her father. I mean, she's already married one person out of just because he wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so I think she's just trying so freaking hard. And so it means that she has to follow everything by the book. And then it's, maybe that's when she's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, was this movie really about the mom?
Well,
I think we're talking a ton about
her. Yeah, well, a lot of it was about her, but I'm not mad.
No, I'm not either.
I loved her.
Like, it's captivating how much we're talking about her.
Yeah.
Like, that says a lot about this movie, and, like, she's, like, somewhat comedic relief.
Yeah.
And, you know, a villain of sorts for Will. She's, like, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's just... I really like this movie. It's
me too.
Not one-dimensional at all.
No. But we do have, in the end, another trope that's kind of flipped a little bit, or subverted a little bit, which is the run after your lover at the airport.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
trope.
God. It's like, look how little security they have.
I know.
I know, right? This is in a post 9/11 world. What is going on?
Yeah.
It's in New York.
Yeah, I know.
So unrealistic.
Yeah.
No. I don't even know. But we're just going to pretend.
We're
going to pretend. But that was a pretty big trip. And I think one of the reasons why we keep talking about the mom so much is that Will and Vivian didn't have a lot of drama. We just kind of watched Will sideline Vivian, or at least try to keep a relationship with her. But a lot of it wasn't a lot of drama, which was really nice. Like, usually the main romance is all the drama.
Yeah.
And it kind of didn't focus on that much. Like, yeah, Will and Vivian's story was their romance, but it was like, it didn't really focus on it very much.
Yeah, that's true. And I
romance in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, like, maybe they wouldn't have had a problem if Will's mom didn't live with her. Like, Will's mom was kind of the catalyst for their initial breaking up.
Although, I don't know if they wouldn't have had a problem even if her mom didn't live there, because...
I think they probably would have, but...
Yeah, well, because when they're out in public, she won't kiss her either. Or, like, act like they're in a relationship.
Yeah, but I think, like... Go ahead, Erica.
I would say that her mom living with her was actually the catalyst to get her to come out. Because after that, she does come out to her society and she doesn't have to hide anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like the idea of her, even that like word would get back to her mom, stops her from doing anything in public. And that's why they're just like constantly in their apartment.
Yeah.
In Vivian's apartment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think eventually she's like, I'm sick of this, and she just lost, or potentially is going to lose someone that she does love very dearly. Yeah.
And we should say the reason Vivian is leaving on a plane is because she was offered a spot in Paris to dance for a company there. It's like this dream job for a dancer.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame her.
No, me either. And no. Will didn't either. Like, Will wanted her to follow her dreams, you know. Mm-hmm. And Vivian...
But in the end, actually, France isn't her dream.
No, yeah.
And Will kind of helps her see that, too. She's like, why the fuck are you leaving? You don't even want to, like, you don't even want to dance ballet. You want to dance modern, like.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop lying to yourself, too.
Yeah. But when she does chase Vivian in the airport, Vivian says, she makes this speech about how she loves her and stuff. And then Vivian says, okay, fine. Why don't you just kiss me then? Kiss me right here in front of all these people. And she still won't do it.
There weren't even that many people there.
Yeah.
I know, there weren't even that many people.
There was, like, three people. I know. Like,
and they're not paying attention to you.
Yeah, they got places to go.
Yeah. And she still wouldn't do it. Which just goes to show, like, how deep that fear was in her.
Yeah, definitely.
It was one of those moments when I wanted to slap Will.
I know.
Like, damn it, why? Ugh.
Like, please get over yourself.
I have to say what I really appreciate about this movie is that even though they had the complication of Vivian's dad literally being Will's boss, her job was never threatened.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, thank God.
Like, apparently Vivian was, like, so out even to her father. Like, he knew that they were fucking by looking at each other.
Yeah.
Maybe not to us, because I've done it, like, three times.
Yeah. I thought that was, like, I thought that was really interesting how it was, like, the dad was like, oh, so you're the reason why.
Mm.
And it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. But he wasn't mad at her. He just wanted her to, like, encourage Vivian to do this thing that would be so good for her career. Because I think he thought she wanted it. I think. I don't know. But
I think probably a bit of both of, like, being...
But that scene made me so uncomfortable because it's almost like I'm... Almost like we're programmed to assume that when that shit hits the fan that it's going to be, like, really big, really big consequences. But it was literally like, he's like, I don't care that you're screwing with my daughter, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even threaten her job, not once. Not once even talked about, you know, this could look bad on your review or yada yada. I was expecting him to, like, blackmail her into breaking up with Vivian. Like, I was completely expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Because that happens so much in TV. That's like the bottom base plot line of why somebody breaks up is almost because somebody else, like, broke up with them. It's cheap. And this movie didn't go that route. I was very happy for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I said something and I said there about there being a trope, but you know what? This movie actually kind of does, it kind of puts a lot of tropes on their head.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking more about it, and mm-hmm. the more you're talking about that, Erica, the more I'm seeing it. Which is really great, and we started off this podcast, or at least our conversation, you were like, this is really a really great movie for its time, and yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that more and more.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm going to have somebody probably at me at one point, but I think this movie might have taken the place of Imagine Me and You in my heart. And it's a dangerous thing to say, but I'm going to say it.
No,
now.
I feel the same way. I think I like it better. In fact, I'm pretty sure I do.
Out.
Yeah, I do. I just decided I do like it better.
I decided, yeah, I like it too. I forget about this movie a lot, and I think part of it is because I was going to say it's older, but no, it's not.
No.
It's the same fucking time period. What is going on?
I think they're maybe 1 year apart.
But also, I don't know, white people in the other one?
Yeah.
Got more. Like, it was in theaters?
Yeah.
I don't know if this one was.
I think it had a limited release.
Probably.
Which sucks. It was better. It would have done better if I got more rep for it.
Yeah.
And it might also be because it had the other, Imagine Me and You already had famous people in it.
Right.
Like, true.
The actress who played Rachel was on her way up at the time.
Yeah. But then you think about, like, who are those famous people? They're all white. Almost all of them.
I can't even say it. I was about to say it, but it's a British movie. I can't even say that because a whole bunch of the British population is not white people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially in London, like, mm-hmm. there should yeah. not have been that many white people in that movie. And I really do appreciate how in this movie, even it was a Chinese movie, and you didn't see that many white people, and I was like,
I think there was one white person, or two,
how
maybe?
I can't even think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, well, her friend, Will's friend at work, there was that woman
yeah,
who
yeah.
that she would talk to sometimes.
Yes.
I got a feeling that she was also a lesbian. I got a feeling.
Yeah, but even Will's other coworkers, like, there was a black woman.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, and Mark it just goes to show, to bring it back to what you said at the beginning, Erica, like, how much better a movie can be when you give it to someone who is queer, who is a woman, of color, to, like, tell their own story instead of having some white dude do it. It just, it's
so
like
great.
Head and shoulders beyond what you would get if you gave this to, like, well, David Lynch is the one on my mind, but, yeah, never mind about him. You know, someone else, like, some white dude director, I don't know.
Yeah, but when you give it to someone who is part of the same culture, whether it's, like, you know, ethnicity-wise or, like, LGBTQ, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, yeah, of course they're going to do it better justice,
yeah.
and you should always try to get...
Because it's their story.
Yeah, it's their story. They have skin in the game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. James
you
Cameron...
You clearly have no problem...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No,
go ahead.
That's okay, go ahead.
I was saying that they obviously had no problem adding color to the movie. Like, so to speak, it was not just primarily Asian. Like, they did not have an issue with it being just a strictly Asian movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
they had her black roommate, they had other people at the hospital. Literally, like, Vivian's other dancer friends were all different colors. Like, they had no problem with it. Like, yes, a lot of the people there were Asian, but that's because the story was inside the community, but that
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
stop other people from being in there.
And which is also
like
realistic, because it was New York City. Like,
yes,
that's a diverse
very.
Place.
Like, even the kid that she was hanging out with was like, you know, that kid might have been like Asian, I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Which kid?
I don't know.
The one who was like,
are
you going to French kiss when you go to Paris?
Oh my God! That was the cutest, most innocent thing
yeah.
I've ever heard. And I was like, oh, I love kids being kids.
I
like,
know.
Not being, like, you're wise, smart asses, but, like, kids being kids.
Yeah.
And then they revealed Vivian was going to Paris. And I was like, oh, it's not so cute anymore.
Yeah.
But also, there is, like, some racism in this movie
mm-hmm.
within the community.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the mom is racist towards
black people.
Which,
I'm
you
like,
know.
That was so freaking funny.
Which
I mean, it's not funny, but,
no, but
they used it in funny context. Like, when Vivian was at dinner with her mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Her neighbor's black. Do you not like black boys?
Yeah.
Black boys.
Yeah, and after
and she like, why does she date them?
Yeah,
and after she, like, had basically insulted him, not to his face and not in English, earlier in the movie, and then she's, like, defending him later on, but they do become, like, best friends.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny how he gets, like, hooked on the Chinese soaps. And
oh,
like,
yeah, they watch the soaps
like,
together.
And they're both crying.
That was the best. That
That's
was
so
the
cute.
Best surprise friendship in this movie. I
yeah.
loved it. I loved them together. I loved how she just came around. She came around because he came out when she was in, like, a particularly uncomfortable situation. Like, it was
mm-hmm.
awkward, and, ugh, I hated watching it because I was like, oh, God. Like, her whole dating thing felt like me in high school when I was
oh,
attempting
God.
To be straight. Like,
oh,
yep,
been there.
That. And, oh, God, I felt her so bad when she was like, I don't particularly want to be around you or kiss you, but I'm like, how do I just say, get out?
Yeah.
And he came out, and she was like, oh, thank you. Like, I see your value.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The mom does so much growing in this movie, which
yeah.
is excellent. I love that.
Mm.
Really, everyone does.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
don't know if it does very much, but whatever.
Yeah. She grows enough.
Enough.
Yeah, so... The very last scene, how this movie ends. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
It's 3 months after the airport debacle, and Vivian is back visiting. Or
it's
is she
the
back
most
for
realistic
good?
Part of this movie.
Wait, what?
She was back for break, I think. That's what they said, is that she was back. And I was like, that's the most unrealistic thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you go to Paris, and then 3 months later for a break, you're just going to come back home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I get it. Her dad's a surgeon. I'm sure he could afford the plane ticket. Uh-huh. But it's still like, what kind of theater program is she in that's like 3 months in? Okay, first break. You guys
yeah.
go home.
Yeah, that's confusing.
It is confusing. They could have made it any time period. I don't know why it was 3 months, but...
Whatever.
Anyway.
Gotta move fast.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why. Good point.
Smart.
So they're at one of those dances again. And Vivian's mom and Will's mom basically set them up.
Yeah, so cute.
It's so cute. And they kiss in front of everyone. They dance in front of everyone. Sorry?
It's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just really cute.
Yeah, and Will finally just kind of lets loose and...
Yeah,
lets
she's not afraid.
Fall.
Yeah. Oh, she lets herself fall. Into Vivian.
It's an mouthful.
That was a lot of kissing, and I was like, how is no one bumping into them on this dance floor?
Yeah.
And some of them left.
Yeah, some of them left, but most of them didn't.
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, the people who left, we don't care about them. We already know that they're just... They're the Mahjong bitches, right?
Yeah,
I love how that after it came out that she was that the mother was with a man that was 20 years younger. I'm assuming it's 20 years.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the community embraces her back again, and then all of a sudden everyone's asking for her for advice.
They
want her secrets and so funny.
Yeah, that is funny. And then we have that sequence in the credits, that short sequence of they're all just kind of bantering back and forth, and the mom is still harping on Will to dress
more feminine,
and Vivian's like, I'll work on her. And they just, like, clink glasses or whatever. It's really cute.
And then they ask.
I love that.
Yeah, the mom asks, like, oh, when are you going to have kids? And Will immediately spits out her drink.
Yeah.
That was the best closing scene ever. I almost wish there was more, because I bet that Vivian and her mother would have such a fantastic relationship together.
Yeah.
And I really wish we saw more of Vivian's mom.
Yeah. Saving Face 2. Make it happen, world.
Saving more face.
Saving more face.
I would have really loved that, because Vivian's mom, all we know about her is that she has a fantastic scene with the whole answering machine. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Those things that we don't use anymore.
An answering machine scene.
And she completely accepts her daughter for who she is. And then also, I think she was the one they were rumoring about at the beginning where her husband left her for a woman that was 20 years younger.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like that was also a weird, or not even weird, but an interesting take on, like, dual standards.
Definitely.
Considering at the beginning, everyone was like, there was nothing bad about them getting divorced and him going with a woman that was 20 years younger.
Yeah.
If anything, like, oh, poor her, you know, she must be so ashamed. But no one said anything about him except, way to go, him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. There's a huge double standard there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked how at the end of the movie they, like, reversed that role, because now Will's mom was with someone who was 20 years younger.
Yeah.
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 This is definitely, like, a rom-com.
It is.
You know?
But it's, like, such a good rom-com, because...
That, like, what I mean by that is, like, everything ties up very neatly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's just, like,
the reviews,
everyone's happy. And...
Yeah. The reviews that I looked at that didn't like it all complained about that part of it. But I was like, but that's what this movie is.
I think there's, like, a million straight rom-coms.
Yeah.
This is the exact same fucking thing.
Right.
Wait, their complaint was that this was gay?
No, that it was wrapped up too neatly at the end. But I was like, well, that's what rom-coms do.
Yeah.
Like, this movie is what it is. Yeah. It did what it was supposed to do. But, yeah. Like, in a more better way.
Yeah, gayer.
A gayer.
I don't understand why there's not more of them. There should be more of them. Apparently, yeah. 2004 was the prime time for them to try.
I know.
And I'm like, well, it did well. The movie actually, I think it ages pretty well. I don't know.
I don't think it does.
I just watch.
Yeah, I feel like there are
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There weren't too many, like, you know, problematic elements where I was like, ooh, this is really showing its time.
Yeah.
No, yeah, not really.
Yeah, I didn't get much of that.
Their problems are still problems today.
Mm-hmm. But their problems weren't, like, overly harping on the quote-unquote tragedy of being queer. Because that's a lot of what queer storylines have been, is like, oh, it's so hard to be gay. It's so hard to be queer.
Yeah.
Yeah. This took it into, a much more different context of just looking at, you know, family in a specific culture,
mm-hmm.
and how that can be hard, but the being gay part isn't as hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's one reason why I like the mom storyline in it, because it really focused more about them both growing as people than really about focusing too hard on, you know, oh, poor them, even though she milked that.
Yeah.
The whole, man, her mom milked that poor me thing. Like, she did the whole silent suffering thing really well, and she's just so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not even complaining, because she's just so pretty.
Yeah. But she also got tired of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she grew.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Aw.
Hey.
All right. Oh, also, yes. Just as a little plug, because I don't know if either of you watch Drunk Lesbians Watch on YouTube, but they did an episode where they watched Saving Face with the actors. And it was really entertaining.
How do you get that hookup?
Right.
I don't know. I think Amanda Holland, she's getting to be pretty famous in the, like, queer media world. So she probably has some hookup with someone.
Yep.
So were any of those actors actually gay?
I don't know. They didn't talk about that.
I don't know.
So
either.
I don't know. But they had great chemistry.
Yeah, they have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
You know what? I might have to go back and watch that, because, you know, I feel like I'm going to watch it and be like, they haven't aged a day.
Oh,
yeah, no,
they
look the same.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny to watch, because they actually get really uncomfortable watching some of it, because they're like, oh, wow, we're so young. And then they both said that sex scene was the first sex scene they'd ever done.
Oh.
Both of them.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is wild, because it was so good.
That's
like,
awesome.
It was... Huddle. If I had to, like, really concentrate on it, like, that requires replaying it in my head, since I was detached from the scene because I was watching with my mother.
You'll have to just watch it again.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm going to have to. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to own it in my house. Be like, this is a good movie. Like, give it to anybody. Like, this is what I call a good movie.
Yeah.
Give it to your mom for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Give it to everyone you know. I'm going to buy 10 copies right now and just wrap them and give them to everyone I know.
It's a great movie. I love it.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So, Erica, would you recommend this movie?
Hell yeah. I don't even know why I was stuttering. I guess I was just trying to emphasize, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely recommend this movie.
Me too.
Yeah, if you, like, love cheesy rom-coms, you love lesbian cheesy rom-coms, this one's for you.
And if you have high standards for representation.
Yeah, dog.
But you also want, like, the cute romance part of it, go for this one.
If you want to watch a good movie, watch
this
one.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It doesn't matter if you're queer or not, whatever. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
My mom approves.
Yeah!
Mom approved. That's all we needed.
Yep.
Alrighty, so thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you so much, Erica, for joining us.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to have you.
I'm so glad. Feel free to be like, hey, watch this other movie with me, and I'll be like, sure.
Yeah, we totally should. We should do another crossover sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. And, of course, you're always welcome on my side, because we didn't get a lot into your own backstories, and that's all right.
Yeah.
We continue.
There's always more to say.
I love talking about myself. So why don't you plug where people can contact you?
All right. So you can find me at the Twitter of Les Represent. You can literally just drop in my inbox and be like, hey, I got a story for you. And I'll be like, gimme, gimme, gimme. Like, I can literally away. Trust me, no one. But you can find my podcast on iTunes as well as Podbean.
Awesome.
Same. That thing. But usually I'm hanging around Twitter.
Like, yeah.
Awesome. And you can find us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Galpalswatch on Twitter and Instagram.
And galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com. Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Erica.
Of course. And I definitely suggest checking out their Instagram, because this shit's hilarious.
That's all Alicia. She's so good at it.
Thank you, thank
you. That's so funny. Like, after you told me about it, I listened. I was, like, crackling for, like, 5 minutes.
I well, try.
We also definitely recommend checking out the Les Represent Twitter, because there's a lot of good tweets going on there.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
They're good.
But it's great.
Just because I'm just very... gay.
I mean, what else do you want? It's the best thing.
It is definitely the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Being gay!